And then, like I say, there was five of us on the crew, and you know, you worked with these people, and a lot of them were different.
Okay, let's go through the crew again. So we have the engineer, whose main responsibilities were to
run the engine. That was his job. The conductor supervised the train. He had control of the train.
And then what do you mean by control of the train?
Well, he was the boss. He come up and he said, we're going to do this and we're going to do that. And the engineer had to do what he said.
Okay. And so the engineer, too, I think from what you said before, was also responsible to some extent for mechanical.
Oh, he did all the mechanical, yeah. And he was responsible for the firemen, too. So, but otherwise, when we left the terminal with train orders, the conductor went down to the operator's office, dispatcher's office, got the train orders, and brought them up to the engine. Now, they had to go through the train orders, and they explained. So the conductor says, well, we'll go here because we have a car to pick up here or whatever. You know, so we more or less, but otherwise, train orders, they told you where to go, just on paper. So, but then if he had anything to do or whatever, then, well, he was the boss. He was control of the train. Mm-hmm. Then when he come into the terminal, we took the engine off the train and went to the shop. He went to the yard office, and he had to deposit the weigh bills and write up the train, what he had in the train, and what he picked up, and what he set out. He was responsible for all that. See, we just disappeared into the shop truck and went home, where he had to go, and same with coming to work. When he come to work, they told him what type of a train he had, how many, which kind or whatever, and he wrote it up. He had sheets in the caboose and whatever that he had to write up this train. Usually they had the weigh bills, so he would handle all that. But like I say, and then he supervised the train. He was the boss.